So we are going through a series on how to study the Bible. We are talking about tools. And we've spent at least one and a half lessons. I can't remember if it was one and a half or two lessons on tools. And what were some of the tools that we learned about? Tools for doing our work in the Bible. Study Bibles, maps, concordances, timelines, encyclopedias and dictionaries. And one of the things we pointed out is that a good study Bible really has a lot of that, those different things built in. A good study Bible will have those cross-references, but it'll have little commentaries at the bottom. It will have concordance in the back, and maybe even a Greek and Hebrew lexicon, a very abridged one. It will have maps and timelines. It'll have book introductions. A good study Bible often has that information. And so today, now we're going to do one last session on tools. And today we're going to look at online tools. Would I be able to have someone try to kill the back two-third lights for us? Maybe, or again, I'm sorry, the other way. The front lights, yes. Yes, I guess that would help too. There we go. All right, let's try this here. Is it possible to put just the back light on the back? Or maybe there's enough light. Can people see or do they want a light in the back? You're okay?
Yeah.
In the dark? All right. So today we're going to look at some online or electronic tools. Actually, we're not even online, so there won't be much online aspect. But we're going to talk about electronic tools. And what we'll find is that a lot of those tools we just got done talking about, it's not like there's different tools, it's really those kind of tools, but just in a electronic format. And there are some pros and cons to the electronic versions of some of these tools compared to the printed materials. And so I'm just going to introduce you to a few of them. Anybody ever heard of, this one is an online tool, so we can't really demo it because I'm not connected to the internet, but has anyone ever heard of Bible Gateway? What's Bible Gateway? BibleGateway.com? Yeah, Bible Online, different versions you can look through. And so if you're ever online and you don't have your Bible with you, and I'm by the way, there are a number of online Bible sites. This is just one that I'm pointing out. It's got a number of different versions. So you can look up here, for example, here they have a bunch of different versions. And the great thing is, too, if, say, you don't speak English, they even have other ones, too. I've been putting out some Spanish copies of our bulletins, and I've been able to use this site and use the Nueva Versión Internacional. And so these are different things. You can pick your version, and then you can put in, like up here, your Bible verse, and click search, and it brings you right to it. Remember Bashan? That's the verse we've been looking at with Bashan. And then remember how we talked about, like, it'd be nice to know where other places in the Bible Bashan appear. Well, you know, we mentioned you could have that concordance, right? You could look up Bashan, and then you see the entry, and then you got to, like, flip in your Bible to every place that's mentioned in the concordance and then find the reference and read it. Well, you can actually do, with a tool like this, you can search Bashan, and it'll show you then all the different places in the Bible that it appears, and you can click the verse and go straight to the verse with that word. And so you see it even highlights the reference of Bashan for you. Now, it's possible, if you're computer savvy, there's nothing too exciting about that to you, and that's okay. You know, when it first came out, probably, it was very exciting, and now you've become so jaded to technology, maybe, that it doesn't seem that exciting. You almost take these things for granted. But it's a tool that's available for free. You don't even have to install anything on your Bible. And if you quickly in the back of your mind say, or excuse me, you don't have to install anything on your computer. And if you quickly in the back of your mind want to just do some quick searches, here's a type of site that you can go to. I'm not going to be able to do it because I'm not online. But they also have additional resources over here where you can see, like, access to some commentaries. Like, I think Matthew Henry, we mentioned the Matthew Henry commentary last week. You can get that through here. And so there are some additional resources available to you. If you go to here, you can see add parallel. So if you wanted, you could actually put multiple versions next to each other, make your own little parallel Bible right through here. I'm sure there's countless more things you can do with this application, but that's a beginning to show you some of the things that you can do. Questions on Bible Gateway? Pretty straightforward. Okay. Another tool that is free is a tool called eSword. eSword, you can download it off eSword.net. You guys might be able to see that in the upper corner. eSword.net. Once you download it, it's actually an application that runs on your computer. So this is the eSword application that I have up here now. So it's a desktop application. It's available in PC, I think Mac. I know that they now have it on some of the mobile platforms, a mobile app version as well, like for iPhones and iPads, that kind of thing. So you can go up here in the corner of eSword, and here, you know, I typed in my Nehemiah passage, NEH 922. I hit enter, and lo and behold, in this main little dialogue area, it appears. Right, everyone see that? And you can see Bashan right here. So I can right-click on Bashan, say quick search on Bashan. I can pick entire Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, or in just the book of Nehemiah. So I can quickly say search entire Bible, and lo and behold, again, from a concordance standpoint, that's what this basically is, right? When you just did that, it's the same thing you would have got in a concordance, but in a few clicks, I can go and I can click on these verses and it'll load it, or I can even just hover over it and it'll show me. And so this suddenly makes the idea of searching other references of that same word very quick. Now, you guys remembered we talked about how cool Strong's numbers are for your concordance. What does a Strong's number help you to do? Anybody remember? The Greek or Hebrew word is tagged to the word in English that you're looking up. And so if you look up Bashan, depending on the place that it's used, it will tell you which Greek or Hebrew word is behind that English word. And we mentioned with Bashan, it's maybe not very exciting. But if you look up the word love, there may be multiple versions, multiple words in, say, the Greek and the Hebrew for love. And so you can use Strong's, get that Strong's number, and then you go to the Hebrew or Greek concordance, lexicon, like a little dictionary for Greek and Hebrew, and instead of looking it up by the Hebrew words, you work it up by the Strong's number. Because most of us don't know Greek or Hebrew, but we can look up a number. So guess what? eSword lets you do that. So I go to, so right now I'm on the King James Version, but you can get different Bible translations. So like if I wanted to, I could quickly click over and see it in the ESV. But there's also King James Plus. See the little plus sign there? And you see it says King James Version with Strong's numbers, if you can read that small print. And so now you're seeing the same verses with all these annoying numbers in the way. But the numbers are pretty neat. Because look, when I mouse over the number next to Bashan, see how it says Hebrew 1316? That's the Strong's number, 1316. And so underneath it, you can see it shows, on your computer, it's easier to see. That's the little Hebrew word. That's how you pronounce it in Hebrew, Bashan. And then it tells you a little definition from Strong's Hebrew and Greek dictionaries of Bashan and the word's usage. Now, again, Bashan's maybe not the most exciting example in this case. You can also then go down here. This is the pane for your dictionaries, but there's also the Strong's dictionary in there. And so if you know the Strong number, H for Hebrew and G for Greek, so now if I put in 1316, which is the number, that same thing appears now in this dialogue here. So you have on this application, all the Strong's numbers right there. Questions on that? Did I go too quick on the Strong's number idea there? Exactly. So I'm not connected to the internet. It stores everything on your local computer, which is the benefit, right, of an application like this, is I don't have to be connected. You could be on an airplane using this, right, and not have to worry about being connected to the internet. So good question.
What's that called?
eSword? eSword. And the website is e-sword.com. .net. And remember how I mentioned, so this is basically concordances and lexicon access. But remember I mentioned a good study Bible has little commentary notes at the bottom? Well, actually the same thing is here on this panel. See how this says commentaries? So if I were to click up to this verse, see how that changes? This is like just a little, like a little study guide at the bottom of your Bible, and so some of them don't have anything, right? And so the one we had does have a brief little entry, and you can have multiple study guide notes. So here's the Schofield notes I mentioned that I didn't speak too positively about, and this is a treasury of scripture knowledge, which actually is like extra cross references for the words that appear in it. And these are the three I've got up here, but you can, through the configuration settings, you can specify which commentaries you want, as well as which Bible dictionaries down here that you want. And it comes with several free ones, and you can download more free ones. And they also have some that are, that you can pay a few dollars for that, you know, aren't, like a lot of these are public domain, so they're free. But then there are some that are brand new published, you know, just came out a year ago, and you can pay some money to basically have it plugged into it, and then you have that available for you as well. So eSort has a number of free options for the library and some purchase options, including Bible translations. A number of the Bible translations are free, but there are some that you can pay for. And so this gives you options to expand your system as well. That make sense on that? I don't personally use this program. I use one called BibleWorks, which costs a couple hundred dollars and has more fancy features. But this is a good one for, you know, for free. And, you know, you've got down here a little ability to put in journal and study notes, and you can make notes and save yourself. So when you go back to this verse, it's like a little journal for you that you're keeping. You know, maybe some of you have your own little journal, or you write in the side of your Bible, you know, and highlight this, so you can do that here in the corner, basically, and it stores it for you. Make sense? Now, let's go up here to, let's see, it's Tools, Graphics Viewer. Hey, look at that. They even have maps. Remember we mentioned maps. And so, over here is all, remember I said a good map system has lots of different kinds of maps based on time periods? So here's the different maps. And you can download others. This is just American Bible Society maps, but you can download other ones for free or for payment. And so again, we're talking about Bashan, right? So see up here, Bashan? You guys see Bashan there? So now you know where Bashan was before the conquest. So, you know, it was east of the Jordan, up on the northern end of it. And so, again, you can use these maps to help you. And so I can pick different maps that'll pick me at different time frames. This is Palestine in the time of Jesus, and so you'll see names, places change. Pretty straightforward, right? Questions on the maps? Marlon?
Is eSort free?
eSort is free. That's right. eSort is free. If you want, there, like I said, there are extra library options, extra books and commentaries. Some are free, some are not. So you might get the free eSort, but then you might buy the latest, I don't know if, like, for example, R.C. Sproul's Reformation Study Bible, I don't know if that's available to purchase the notes for this, but if so, they might charge you $10 or $5 to purchase the notes to plug into eSort. That makes sense? Yeah. That's the nice part. You can buy, there's programs to buy, but there's also, this is a free one. So I mentioned timelines as a tool. Notice a little timeline tab. And a similar kind of thing, you can pick where, what period you want on the timeline. Now, maybe this is just like overkill information, but then nonetheless, there are timelines. I get a headache as I start to look at this timeline. And here's where, this isn't maybe that easy to look at. You know, if you had a printed, like you bought a book that you could flip open, maybe the timeline would be a lot easier to look at. But nonetheless, it is here, and again, I paid absolutely $0 for this tool, and suddenly I have a tool. I just remember my batteries are out on this. Sorry, I'm going to put this right here so I don't forget that I need to change batteries. Other questions on timelines? Sorry, I'm looking down. It helps if I look when I ask for questions. Yes, Emily.
The computer just have it in a straight line, or will it just have one line on top of the other when it comes to content?
So I can scroll this way. Is that what you're asking? And then you can pick the period you want over here. And so for eSword, again, you can download different types of timelines. This is like a free one, and they've got some not free ones too. So, yeah, good question. Trudy.
It's amazing how you can go through life and not care about these things, and then different things will come up, and suddenly you're very interested in things like this. So it's always helpful to know where to go when, you know, you go through those seasons where your life's too busy, you know, but then there'll be times where it's like, oh my gosh, that just happened in the news. I wonder what was happening, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the important part. So, like if you look on this timeline, most of the stuff that's on here aren't even specifically recorded in the Bible. Remember we talked about the grammatical historical approach. The historical part is included the fact of what's going on in history at that time, and does that at all influence your understanding of the passage? You know, if it mentions something about Assyria in there, you might want to know what's going on in Assyria, why are they even ringing them about? And this timeline helps connect you with what else is going on in the world around them at that time with of the Bible. So you look on a timeline like this and you find the things that are dealing with your part of the scripture, and then you see what else is going on. Now you have a bigger perspective of the culture at that time. So yeah, absolutely. Other questions on this? I'm going to show you a couple more things here. So I'm going to get out of this program now. This is eSword. And I'm going to go to another application. This is just exposing you to some tools that you might find helpful. So I don't know if anyone ever heard of YouVersion, or maybe they've seen on their in the App Store that little Bible-looking guy like that. So this is a very common app for your phone or your tablet. And so if you've got an iPhone, you can download YouVersion Bible. And this is very much like eSword, except it's made for your small mobile device. And it gives you a bunch of free translations and free resources, but you can also pay extra to plug in some other books and libraries into it. What's also nice about YouVersion is they have a number of audio Bibles for free. So like, for example, I use the ESV a lot, the English Standard Version. You use YouVersion, and they have an audio version of the ESV for free, and you can just, on any chapter, click play, and it'll start speaking it to you. And to answer Jillian's question before, YouVersion, normally by default, you need to be online. But you can tell it, I want to download this Bible to my phone, and then you don't have to be online to use that Bible. The idea is if you're using like a program like YouVersion and you want every single Bible translation available on your phone, most phones are going to run out of hard drive space. So you may not need to have any of them downloaded because maybe you're always online. But if you're not always online, maybe you download one version or two and you have it available for you. You can get Greek and Hebrew versions if you want to even study the original languages in a program like YouVersion. As well as, by the way, in eSword, you can get the original languages too. So this is just kind of exposing you, if you're not aware of some of these things, let you know that they're there. This is their website, but if you just go onto your app store through your phone or mobile device, search YouVersion, you'll be able to find, I'm sure, that no problem. Questions on YouVersion? Anyone used that one before, ever seen that? A few hands already. Okay, good. That's one of the more popular ones. Here's one then that I just found out about recently. Maybe you guys have heard of it, Olive Tree. Who's heard or used Olive Tree before? Marlon has. Marlon calls himself a Luddite when you talk to him sometimes, but he's usually on top of stuff. So he's in the end crowd. So Olive Tree, you notice they have apps for your mobile devices, but they also have it for your computer, Mac and Windows. And I just started using this, so I'm not really familiar with all the things you can do. But the bottom line is it's very much like eSword. What I like about it, if you look at now, see how this looks? Does this remind you of anything when you're looking at the format here? It looks like your Bible. If you go to eSword, as nifty as it is, this doesn't look like my Bible. I mean, it's the same words, right? But to read that, my head starts to hurt real quick. But you look at this, like, hey, that's just like what my Bible looks like. It's formatted nicely. The font is a little bit better. You can enlarge the fonts on these. And they have the same thing where you can pick the versions. You can do searches. Like, I thought this was cool. If you right-click on Spirit, you can, look up Spirit. And then it says, what does the Bible say about Spirit? And you can click that and find out cross-references and whatnot. There's various things you can do with it. I'm just starting to figure it out. I'm not going to tour it beyond just to mention that it's there. So, Jillian.
Is this the same with the eSword, that it's, once you download it, it's an offline thing?
Yes. And I don't know how their mobile versions work. So, the desktop version, I know once you download it, it's there. My guess is that the mobile versions work just like YouVersion, which is they're probably not going to try to download every single Bible to you. But when you download it, you can let us know exactly how it works. And it's the same thing with eSword, which is when you... And same with the YouVersion, right? There's some free stuff, but other versions, other commentaries, you're going to have to buy. I wonder if I can even go to the bookstore here. See, I'm not connected, so bookstore, see, this page can't be displayed. But otherwise, you click bookstore, and it's like Amazon almost, you know, with a bunch of options for various books and commentaries that you can download into here. So, and one of the ones I noticed was King James Version with Strong's numbers. That was one you had to buy for Olive Tree, and it was going to be like $10. So eSword, you can get it for free. But, you know, again, maybe you like the way this reads. I mean, on here, it even looks like a little parchment-colored background, you know. So, good. So let's ask a question here. Which is better? What we studied last week, in terms of all those tools, or what we looked at today? Which is better? I think it's a combination of personal preference and... whatever works for you, I think that's better. You can go ahead and flip the lights on at this point here. I think there are some things that this inherently does better. But you know what? My grandma, she really wanted to get online, and I kept telling her, don't. It wasn't for her. She didn't grow up with computers. For her to try to use the computers, it just... I really encouraged her, or discouraged her, from trying it. Work with the tools that you're used to, and you know, at the end of the day, you want something you're comfortable with that you'll use. So in that regard, I do think there are some things that are superior about here, but if you're not comfortable, don't use it. On the other hand, I think there still are some things that are arguably superior about the printed materials. I mentioned like those timelines. I think a good timeline that you can pull open, you know, is going to be easier. What's nice about Olive Tree up here is how readable it is, but studies have shown you don't read as quickly on computer devices than you do on an actual book. Now, I'm not a scientist, so I can't argue whether the studies are legitimate or not. That's just what I've heard. That's hearsay. You can look it up and do your own research on it. Also, they've suggested eye fatigue on a lot of these devices happens more quickly. So, you know what? I don't personally curl up and read large volumes of the Bible on electronic sources, but I do read shorter amounts at a time on it. And for things like this, where I'm trying to work through a passage, I like it. I can quickly pull up four or five parallel versions. I can quickly...